Today's sermon is going to be a little bit different than most. There are different types of sermons, topical, exegesis, different things. Today's going to be different, as the totality of the sermon will be Scripture and Scripture alone. The points of the sermon will be in with the pink background. We'll be going through the 31st chapter of Proverbs. And then I put effort in to find verses to show the harmony of the Bible and the principles therein. So if you're a mother, this sermon should hit home. And if you're not a mother, the example aspect of it is still applicable. So what I'll be doing is just reading through. I won't be giving book, chapter, verse. It will be on the PowerPoint slide, but I can get you the printout if it's something that would interest you for your studies. So the sermon title is A Worthy Example. Proverbs 31:10. An excellent wife who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. There is gold and abundance of costly stones, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Proverbs 31, verse 11. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he shall have no lack of gain. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Proverbs 31:12. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. It is better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome woman. Whew. Remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good but only ruins the hearers. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversy. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and that the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. His body is himself its Savior. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Likewise, wives, be subject to your husbands, so that even if they do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Proverbs 31, verses 13 through 19. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not for men. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Commit yourself to the Lord, and your plans will be established. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. And to aspire to live quietly, and to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands, as we instructed you. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Let all that you do be done in love. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. For God is not unjust, so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for His name in serving the saints as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Proverbs 31:20. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and He will repay him for his deed. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, striven together, running over, will be put into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love God does not know God, because God is love. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that by His poverty might become rich. Proverbs 31, verses 21 through 26. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes her bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. Proverbs 31, 27 through 29. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you will go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. And your God, my God, where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts me from you." And the Lord commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the people of Israel into the land that I swore to give them, and I will be with you." Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to His people, His saints, but let them not return to folly. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken to us. By the glory of God, now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set His seal of ownership on us, and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal and promised the Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to praise of His glory. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end, in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. Now I commend you because you remember in me everything and maintain the traditions, even as I delivered them to you. And by this we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Proverbs 31, verses 30 and 31. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. So then we have the beautiful plan. John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in that newness of life. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added to that day about 3,000 souls. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. If you'd like to take on Christ in baptism today, be obedient to the gospel that we heard, or if you'd like the prayers of the congregation, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.